Just for perspective, the entry point we choose here was the word saturation. And saturation led to, of course, many parts in terms of thematic discussion. As mentioned by Maggie, if we have to choose two or three burning elements,
nourishing.
You have an equation and a graph which was made here by Jeremy. So for those of you who are interested, you can go deeper into that. But this graph is building on one fundamental series of elements which could be. We tend to look at saturation from the space point of view. And the discussion here revealed that looking at saturation on a time point of view, time scale, and our action as human beings and the time scale of human beings versus the time scale of nature results in different ways of reading, acting, and so forth. So I would say this is one. Then we had a number of critical discussion about responsibility, about egoism, the word egoism and so forth, versus nature. So this would be a second angle. But again, I'm summarizing too much to reflect what could be the richness. And saturation can be seen both at practical and virtual levels. But if we go beyond after awareness, what would be interesting and try to approach these two questions would be, as artists, let us not only focus on aesthetic unveiling through our pieces of art, but also on action-oriented unveiling. And there were two interesting examples which were given here. Maybe I can just mention them, or is Annette there?
She had to leave.
So there was one example which by David Dunn. This was the sonification around the trees to protect the trees against the bark beetles. So these kind of concrete examples, and the pigeon blocks which were mentioned by Alessandro, mapping pollution in the city.
Great, thank you very much.